The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
I would like to congratulate all believers, all lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, all of our community on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Imam al-Baqir, Salamullah alayh. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us all to be able to take advantage of this month, the beginning of the months of worship, ibadah, the months of remembrance of Allah, the months of the remembrance of death, the remembrance of the hereafter, the remembrance and reminding ourselves of the nature of the realm we're in. As during each day we are told that while we take care of our material needs and we engage with this material realm, we need to at least take certain times out during that day to remind ourselves of the Akhirah, of death, of our Creator, of our return to Him. And with that remembrance and with that time set aside, we're able to use that time, benefit from that, remember Allah, pray, perform our prayers, and through that take care of our spiritual health, our spiritual well-being, the more important part of us, and prepare ourselves for our journey to the afterlife. As we do that on a daily basis, annually, the months of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated a few of them, particularly for more worship, for more focus on remembering Him, spending more time for our akhirah, for our souls, for our spiritual well-being. And we hope that this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given barakah to and has gave it a special condition where working on and spending time developing our spiritual side is more effective during these months, and He encourages us to do that. We hope that He blesses us with the ability to take advantage of these months. One of the things that we have in the month of Rajab is a dua after the prayers we're told to read. Let's go over that dua a little bit and try to remind ourselves of the meanings contained within this supplication, that we're told to remind ourselves of it and supplicate to Allah. We address Allah, يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ. O that whom, or the one whom, أَرْجُوهُ, I have hope in him, لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ, for every good. We're in need of reminding ourselves of this. Many times we forget this. We forget who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We forget His involvement in the world we live in, the material realm that we live in. We see the difficulties we're dealing with as individuals, as families. We see problems in society. We see problems in so many different areas, on so many different levels, we see these deficiencies. And we see these things, these deficient things that are around us, they're all deficient as we are deficient. And we lose focus that all of these deficient things are all creations of the Almighty God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ar-Rahman, the one who's designed this entire universe, and every bit of it is khair. Ya man arjuhu likulli khair. I have hope in him likulli khair. I have hope and I have likulli khair. It doesn't matter what the condition is and how difficult it seems to me and how the light at the end of the tunnel is not seen. I don't see it. It's completely dark. That's all what I, with my deficiencies, with my material senses, am sensing. But through the intellect that God has given me, in the eyes of the heart, in the ears of the heart, in the heart itself that He has given me, combined, I should see His presence. And I should have hope لكل خير. لا يا من أرجو لكل خير. Every good, every خير. Those I can imagine and I see as unattainable, He's capable of. And I have hope. يا من أرجوه لكل خير. The dua starts with this. One other aspect, one other area, is that no matter how horribly I have performed, no matter how many mistakes, how many sins, how much garbage I have done in my life, materially dark was one thing, spiritually, it doesn't matter how much darkness I have accumulated in my heart, how much dust, layers of thick dust, rust, filth. Doesn't matter. يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ. All khair, any khair you can imagine. I have hope. يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ. Address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرِ. Then وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. This very beautiful. آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرْ. Any shar that I see, anything that is identified as shar, try to, I don't know, think about it yourself. I'm presenting what I understand of this dua. You check for yourself, maybe I'm making a mistake. What I understand of this is that I, amanu, amanu means I feel secure, I am secure. Wa amanu sakhatahu. Sakhat is wrath. Amanu sakhatahu inda kulli shar. Whenever there's shar, I amanu, I feel secure, I am secure of his wrath. In other words, any shar that comes my way, anything that is hard, difficult, seems like shar, from my perspective, it's all shar. Amanu sakhatah. I feel secure from his wrath. It's not his wrath. He's not trying to destroy me. He's not trying to hurt me. Perhaps what's being said here for a mu'min, the way we are supposed to address Allah, as we're told in this dua, if this is a correct understanding, it's very important the way we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treatment of us. It's very important. A person who sees what's happening to them as being bad, whether they realize that feeling bad about that is feeling bad about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wanted, considering it wrong, whether they realize that that means I'm considering what God has done as being wrong, or they don't realize it, that's what it is. We had a hadith, someone showed me, and this is exactly, it says, the one who is unhappy with their dunyawi life, with the dunya that God has given them, the dunya that they're experiencing, those who have, who are bothered by it, they feel bad about it, they are actually angry at qadha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're angry with God and His decision regarding them. One could ask, why shouldn't I be angry? That's a given. There's other teachings there. That hadith is explaining those who already know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. What He does is not bad for you, it's good for you. And that it's important that you know that and that you feel that way. When we get caught up with the difficulty of whatever it is we're dealing with, when we feel angry at the situation, we're told, realize that when you're angry at the situation, you're angry at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadha and what He has willed. So back to our question, why should I? This dua is one of the answers. وَآمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. You're the one that when there is shar, I'm feeling safe and secure that it's not that you're angry at me. وَآمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.